That was the Macarena by Los Del Rio here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC.
We've got, as well as my position with Tech.
We got Tom over at Tech Farms. How you doing, Tom?
I am here, and we have a few more things to go over with Nick, and then we're going to have a short chat with one of the tenants here that I'll let them describe what their experience has been out here as an entrepreneur and as an inventor. But, Nick, we were talking off air about RoboBoat. And that's the thing we didn't get to on our little list over here. What is a RoboBoat?
So, well, RoboBoat is a competition that is sponsored by RoboNation. It's ran by RoboNation. And it's essentially a 3x2 or a 3-foot by 2-foot boat that they set in a lake down in Daytona that is an automated system. Okay. And what I will be doing is I will be supporting the network that runs this competition.
Okay.
So just think of anything. The boat has to send data to a competitor's, you know, machine, laptop, whatever, and it has to be 100% automated.
Okay.
So you have to be able to provide this network to these students. These are college level students.
Okay.
Who are building a automated boat. And so this boat has to go through obstacles. It has to detect obstacles. It has to be able to move around those obstacles and run a course, as well as possibly have a quadcopter drone that flies up and lands on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing everything from all of those detection platforms, sensor platforms, and sending data to a centrally, I would say partially decentralized server platform. So it's able to record and see exactly what data has been sent to and from.
Wow.
And it has to be managed. So I will be building the network that supports this entire thing.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, we see more and more and more about autonomous, especially autonomous vehicles, both on the water, in the air, and of course now on the highways.
Right.
So that's sometimes a scary thought, but a bit intriguing. I would love to be able to get in a car and stretch out in the back seat and tell it where I wanted to go, and I'll have it wake me up when I arrive.
It won't be long.
We're almost there.
Or a boat. I could say, you know, I'd like to go for a cruise and not have to handle it. But no, seriously, this has got to be absolutely great experience for people who are in the automation field to handle this data in both directions. You know, where they're bringing data in and allowing the machine to make a decision on what it's seeing.
Monitoring those decisions
as well as monitoring. Well, you need to do that
right
until you're really good. So anyway, we have a new contestant here on the Morning Mix.
Jeff Elkins.
Jeff Elkins, what do you do here, Jeff? Why are you here?
That's a pretty good question. I guess they call me mad scientist or
cool,
whatever. I'm the guy who builds stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a lot of really smart computer geniuses here that can write any software or make any code or apps or things like that. But some of the things that it seems like we're missing is people that get their hands dirty and make machines and components and things like that. And that's what I'm good at, is building machines.
So if I come here with an idea or a software program that I've been working on and I need its physical representation, that would be where you would come in?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm a jack of all trades when it comes to things like that. I've got about 40 years experience in electronics, so building circuit boards, repairing electronics, pretty much anything from guidance systems to VCRs, I worked on it all. And then kind of a self-taught machinist. I've had some help from some really great machinists, but I like to do things by hand, cutting, welding, you know, building, 3D printing, things like that. You know, that's the aspect of things that I'm into, is making things from ideas to physical, tangible items.
So that kind of completes the circle here with Tech Farm. So if a person has an idea and they have an idea that they think have some commercial viability, basically they just need to call you, stop over here, chat with you guys a while, and we have both our help in terms of data and data communications and design and assembly of these of and actual fabrication of these things.
That's right. And if we don't have the capability internally, we have a large network. We have people, you know, all across Northwest Florida that we can pull in. We have a programmer that's here probably 2 weeks out of every a month from Pensacola. He comes over and stays here. He's working with some other individuals here on some apps and that sort of thing. So we got people we can bring in just about for any, you know, idea and help people get their business off the ground.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. This has been fascinating. I'm going to, unless I get stopped at the door, I'm going to wander around and see what you guys are up to out there. And we'll send it back to you at Studio A.
All right. Good luck, Tom. Thanks for joining us on that remote. This has been Mr. Jeff over at Tech Farms. It's She Blind to Be Much Science by Thomas Dolby here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. That was Super Freak by Rick James here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. You can stay up to date with news and weather by checking out our website. Our website, WKGC.org. We have NPR National News with up-to-the-moment news updates. And we will keep you in the loop with any severe weather with the help from Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, WKGC.org. We just had a couple of guests on The Mix. We had our dear mosquito lady. I should know her name. That's totally on me. And as well as we had a bunch of folks from Tech Farms. Great opportunity, great conversation. We learned a lot about the community and the things that are going on, and that's the whole purpose of The Mix. But now everyone's out of the studio, and it's just me from 10:25 until noon o'clock. So we're kicking it with producer Caleb. Currently, we've got our first vinyl play of the hour. It is The Message off the compilation album, The History of Rap, Volume 1. Such a great compilation of the history of rap. So here it is, The Message, by Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five, here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC.